Hey GWA, what is up? It's Rowan Sage. It's too late. Fuck, okay. It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning. As you can tell, I am sick. I've been sick for the past week. It's part of why I haven't been uploading, but then again, I haven't been uploading in God knows how fucking long. But I've been sick on and off due to just stress. My immune system is absolute shit. And the weather here is more bipolar than I am, and that's saying a lot. So this is gonna be, I don't know how long this is gonna be. This is gonna be like a ramble audio. Also, I apologize now if the quality's really shitty because this is being recorded on my phone as my laptop has like no storage space right now, and Audacity's being a little bitch. And I'm probably not gonna edit this because I've come to the conclusion that if I'm doing ramble talk audios like this, I'm probably not gonna edit them. Raw footage of the lady behind the mic, I guess, let you see how I really am and how fucked up and stupid I am. Hey, the main reason I haven't been uploading and I only have that one fucking audio is school sucks, my life sucks, depression sucks, people suck. Just it's been so stressful with balancing my home life, getting projects and things done for my classes, just dealing with people, dealing with, well, there's the yawn. Count how many times Rowan yawns in this audio. Dealing with people, dealing with, my mental illness, like, well, which I will put that out there. No, I'm not afraid of it. Yes, I have depression, bipolar, and borderline personality disorder. I'll put that right out there. And panic disorder and anxiety, which, comes with that and shit. But, I have BPD and bipolar. I'll straight up put that out there. And, I do go to therapy and I take medication and shit for it. Hey, Rowan's a wacko. No, don't. If someone has like a disorder, don't call them that. I make everything a joke, and that is one of my terrible coping mechanisms. But hey, but no, it's just one of those ruts that I've been getting through. So just my depressive phases that I don't want to do anything, and that includes not uploading, that includes not doing anything really. Even though I want to, that's the sad thing. I just have no motivation or energy. But lately, I've been getting a lot of energy back, even though I'm sick. And I feel bad that, like, I've disappointed myself. Like, yes, there is no obligation to this, but voice acting is literally, like, what I'm going into as a career, along with script writing, especially script writing. Voice work in general is part of what's gonna be, my career, what I want to be my career, and it's such a big outlet and medium for me that I feel like, wow, I was gonna be really dedicated to this and I haven't been. So, and I'm working on that, I'm changing on it since I am on vacation right now. And my classes don't resume till in about a week or so. So I have some downtime and I'm sick right now, so I haven't really been able to record shit. Like, literally, since I've gotten on break, I've been sick. And I'm now, like, getting over it. And I still sound terrible, and I still feel terrible, but it's a work in progress. Viruses suck ass. But, I really want to start uploading again. And so, another part of this is I already posted in my po wow, I can't speak. It was the post I made on Backstage. I believe it was Backstage. Or was it Profiles? I'm not sure. It was one of the two. Hold on, I'll actually check. Let me pause this and check. Don't you love unedited raw audios? It's great. That was GWA Profiles. I'm dumb. Duh. Okay. So anyways, that was like my introduction post, and I kind of introduced, like, talked about some of the stuff you'd expect to find of my uploads and such. But I guess I want to go in more depth of what to expect. Like, as I said, I see this is like my characters, like how I create characters and stories. Well, I want to do that here in my audios, but I don't want you to think like they're not real, like I'm not actually enjoying it. Like, yeah, I might not be actually like orgasming and shit sometimes. Like the first audio, yeah, obviously I was, but you know, I'm not going to be doing that in every single audio. But I don't want you to think like, oh, I'm just faking it completely. Like, how do I explain it? Like, I still have fun doing it, even if it is like sexual, or even if it's like on pillow talk audio or something, or I'm just doing a narrative. No matter what I'm doing, I'm still enjoying it, and I love, because it's art to me. No matter what it is, it's still a form of art. And so I'm just, I don't know where I was going with that. I was just, I'm not quote unquote faking it. Like, I'm not gonna let my fake moan sound pretty fucking realistic. Anyways, back on point. You know, I tell stories. Some of them are gonna be based off a script and partially improv. Some of them are gonna be pure improv. Some of them will be fully scripted. I would like to have collabs, but I don't know who would really collab with me. Here comes my self-deprecation, and I have no self-confidence whatsoever in my work. So here that comes. Yeah, I really don't know who would collab with me. I'm honestly surprised when I uploaded my first post that Samuel Enderby even listened to it. Like, I was beyond honored that he listened to it, and that to be my first audio, because I've listened to him for so long. And then the fact that I actually talked to Tark after the fact, and her and I were talking about some scripts, and that made me really happy as well, because I'm also a big fan of Targus Trooper. So it also really made me happy that these people that, like, you know, I know they're not celebrities, they're just, you know, fellow people on GWA. Like, I get that, but to me, like, you know, I kind of idolized them in a way, because I've listened to them for so long, and then for them to actually, like, speak to me, it's cool. But I already have some people in mind who I'd love to do like collabs with, but I don't know if they ever would. And I'm not gonna say them, because I don't, like, if they ever do listen to this, which I doubt, I don't want to put them on the spot, because it's awkward and I'm not like that. But if we're on the topic, because I know no one's really gonna be listening to this, if we're on the topic of people that kind of inspired me, I'll throw out shout outs right now, because, you know, in case they're listening, if, I don't know, but if in the case that these people are listening that I'm going to name, holy shit, you guys are amazing. I love you. Your work is amazing. You're beautiful. I love you. You're beautiful. I don't know. I already said Tark and Samuel Enderby, like, you guys are amazing. Tark, your scripts are one of my biggest fucking inspirations, holy shit. I vibe with her on so many levels. For one, even though, yes, I'm a lesbian, gay men, oof, yes. This is why I'm a Fujoshi, because gay sex, yes. Subby boys, yes. Also, I love to gender bend a lot. And I do voice acting, or, like, I voice characters that are males as well. So I kind of vibe with that also. I don't know. She was honestly the first person I've ever listened to on GWA. So she was the one that sucked me into the wonderful world of GWA. And Samuel was the first male voice I've ever heard on GWA. So They both kind of sucked me, and so I had to, you know, put them in on here. Maniacal Ramblings is another one that, God, I love that man. His audios are just blessings to my ears. Like, yes. Gonna butcher a name. I'm sorry. Heheo. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm sorry. I'm tired. I'm sick. He is another one that I really love. I really fucking love him. He's great. Kiz Kit. Again, if you guys are listening, I know, like, I sound like a gushing fangirl, but there are a lot of other people on GWA that I listen to and I'm a fan of, but these ones I'm picking out specifically because they really got me into wanting to post my own audio. So Kiz Kit and also Swap. There's some people that I didn't list, but those are the main ones that really got me into GWA, and I love you guys all so much. Even though I don't know if you're gonna ever listen to this, and I sound like a stupid dumb fangirl, but hey, you guys are great. I love you. Keep doing what you do. Making beautiful audios, beautiful scripts, whatever. So they really got me into it, and I've seen just a beautiful, like, community has grown, the fans they have, and just the love and the community gives to each other, and I want to be a part of that more than just being a fan. I want to be a contributor as well, and just be a part of that community, both sides, not just one-sided. And I was only part of that once, and I feel like I need to be part of it more. So, as well as, you know, making my stories, I am a writer, and I create stories, and I voice characters that I've created with, you know, sorry, creaky bed, trying to lay down and get comfortable, my sick ass. this morning keeps getting better. But, you know, what was I saying? Ah, characters, right. So, there's characters, you know, I've created and I voiced, you know, like, OCs and shit. I kind of want to incorporate that with this. I have, like, a little mini-series of, like, characters you can listen to, but they're not characters I've technically created. They're just going to be voice-only characters, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to sexualize characters I already have. Specifically meaning that I consider myself a polyglot. I love different languages, considering that I'm kind of bilingual. I'm not fluent well in some of the languages. Speaking-wise, I can understand them perfectly fine. Just speaking, I don't speak them as much. Except for Italian. I speak Italian all the time. It's my family's language. But same with German. But I do accents a lot, also being a voice actress, and I love accents. I have a huge-ass thing for accents. I love learning about them. I love learning diction. I love learning different dialects, brogues, and I love studying them and, you know, acting them out and speaking them myself. I love that. So I guess that does kind of consider being a polyglot, as well as just learning different languages and listening to them. I find it beautiful. So yeah, I'm that one nerd that'll sit, like, during English history class and go, I don't know, languages are cool. I always thought they were interesting. I'm a writer, so I guess that's why. But, I have this series that, my best friend and I, we created. They're based off our ethnicities, you know, our heritage. They were originally accents that we did, you know, for fun, whatever. They were pretty stereotypical, and we turned them into these real characters that sound like real people. And I wanted to incorporate that to GWA, but out of respect for my best friend, for one, because they're not very comfortable with sexual voice acting, and those characters are separate, you know? But I wanted to incorporate that accent character into GWA because I just thought it was something really cool and unique that we did. So you're gonna see that. I don't know if I'm gonna call them ethnics. I don't know the accents of GWA. I don't know. Rowan's weird ass fucking accents. I don't know. Maybe I'll name them like I've named the actual ethnic characters. I don't know. But expect, basically, you'll see some accent posts. So those of you listening, yeah, those aren't my real accents. This shitty voice is my real voice. Maybe they'll sound realistic to you. Maybe they won't. I don't know. I think some of them are pretty good.
considering I, you know, like, my German one, you know, I speak German as well as Italian, I speak Italian, considering I grew up listening to Italian my whole life on my mother's side, like, all the time. I could tell you stories of stereotypical Italian families, like, because that is literally my family. Same thing with the German side of my dad's side, holy shit. Well, that's another story. That's not for this ramble audio. So the accents, I guess you could expect, are Italian, German, French. I'm not gonna lie, she's kind of stereotypical, but she still sounds authentic in my opinion, and she sounds good, okay? French, I also have my English, which she sounds extremely realistic, and I have several, what I'm proud about my English, I'm gonna ramble a bit, what I'm proud about my English accents is I have multiple. Now, for my actual singular English accent I have for the specific ethnic character, which I'll tell you her name is Juliet, her specific accent, like, it's a standard, like, London accent, and then I have different variations for different characters. Like, there was a musical I did a few years back, and I had a British accent for the character, and it was a little different than Juliet's accent. There's another character I created who had, like, a little bit of a Brummie and a Cockney accent. So basically, like, how, you know, there's different American accents, you all know there are very different British accents. Very different. Like, you have the Geordie, you have the Brummie, you have Liverpool, you have Cockney, you have, like, Downtown Abbey, you have London, you have Royal Poshness, like, that's not the name, but, you know. Yeah, excuse you. Sorry if I ear raped you guys. Wait. Ugh, I had to pause it so I didn't ear rape you guys again. Sorry about that. But, you know, there's several different accents, so I might do that as well with this series, quote, when I do accents. I'll have a different kind of English accent. So if it says English accent, I'll change it up a bit. Depends on the character I'm going for in that scenario. I also have a Scottish accent. That one stays the same for the most part. It varies depending on what the character I'm going for. I have a specific Scottish accent for my Scottish ethnic character, which it's pretty much me, but more sass with Scottish accent. I guess that's the best way to describe her. So you'll kind of hear a bit of that. I don't know. So that's an overview of the accents I do. I also have a Polish accent that's based off how my family, you know, my Polish side of my family, because my mother's half Italian, half Polish. So the Polish side of my family, this is based off how they speak here. Sorry about that again. It's based off that. So if you hear another Polish accent that's completely different, I'm not stereotyping. I don't know how to put it. It's just this is how I hear the accent, and this is what I grew up with. But I don't know if I'd really add the Polish accent to... I might add that stuff for, like, Backstage or Audible. So this isn't just for Gone Wild audio. This is for Pillow Talk audio itself, Audible, and on Backstage. This is just stuff in general. This isn't just porn stuff, just to let you know. I also want to include me singing, even though I think my singing sucks, which I will add here on Backstage, because, yeah, I'm going to upload this on Backstage, so. If you're listening to this, yay, I'm on Backstage, what's up, Blue? I sound shittier and shittier by the minute, oh my god, I'm getting sicker. Yeah, making audio at 4:19 in the morning was the best idea. Great job, Rowan. running out of ideas to talk about. I'm losing my train of thought. Whoever's actually listening to this, I don't know why you guys decided to listen to this. This is a clusterfuck of thoughts. But I needed to get them out somehow. So I decided, record them. Post them on GWA, why not? Everyone who actually decided to be interested in you, let them know where the fuck you've been. I feel bad for those people that actually got interested in me. Like, I feel like I kind of let you guys down. So, kind of an update. And what to expect. I really want, whether it's improv or scripted, I really want to start uploading some stuff soon. So maybe by next week, if my scratchiness in my throat, clears up, I might upload it, start uploading soon. Hopefully. I really do want to soon. Oh, hey, side note, it's 420. Yeet. God, I'm going to kill myself. That was cringy. Oh, I hate being a millennial. I have the worst sense of humor. Alright, anyways. Kind of wrapping this up because I'm already reaching the 21-minute mark. I'm sorry for all of you guys actually listening to this. I plan to start uploading hopefully sometime this week. No promises. I'm really sorry. I have a bit of a request for those of you who are listening. If you know of any scripts or any ideas, any topics, any ideas, whether it be porn related, pillow talk related, anything, honestly, that you would like to hear me voice out, just PM me, honestly. Like, so any scripts you find, any scripts you want to write for me, it could be anything. Because even though, yeah, I'm a lesbian, I'm an actress, so I'm open to anything. Whether also it be gender bends, like literally anything you can come up with, shoot, and I'll give it a try. Because I'm trying to be more broad and open with stuff, so. As a request for you guys, if you're interested, if you have any ideas, send them to me. And I'll see what I can do. Also, for those of you that I've mentioned in my little mini shout-out, if you're actually listening to this again, I love you all so much, and keep doing what you do. You're great. So yeah, as a little quick overview before I end this, expect voices with accents, more stories, improvs. I don't know about Rebel Faps, maybe. I want to start doing some Pillow Talk soft audios, some light fluffy shit on Pillow Talk audio. I might upload some horrible audios of me singing on backstage. And expect more updates and rambles and ramble thoughts of me on backstage. Because I feel like this is also a really great way for you guys to get to know me better. And, you know, it is backstage. So kind of like a behind the scenes thought process of Rowan Sage. Alright, well, I'm gonna end this here, already at the 23-minute mark, and it's 4:23, so I'm gonna see you guys later. Yeah, I'm not editing this whatsoever, so this is gonna go right up after I'm done with this. So, Rowan Sage signing off. I'll catch you guys in the next audio.